Good morning, and we welcome back to The Daily Pod, Jonathan Maple, the Executive Director of the Margaret Mary Health Foundation. Good morning to you, Jonathan.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am indeed.
Awesome. And, of course, the Margaret Mary Health Foundation has, of course, a couple of sponsorship opportunities and also a chance for folks to get involved as far as donations and so forth. One in particular that's coming up, Jonathan, is the Walk With Me Hospice 5K. And can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, so it's our annual hospice walk, and we've entitled that Walk With Me for the Hospice 5K. It's Saturday, April 27th, so a little less than 2 months away, but time's flying, so it'll be here with no time. And normally we have about 300 community members that come and walk and really support our hospice program. So we have a fantastic hospice program. I was meeting with our CEO this morning, Liz Lysing, and we were talking just about how fantastic our hospice program truly is and how many members of the community really use that program. So this 5K is just a walk in support of that.
And, of course, this is, I understand, non-competitive?
Non-competitive, absolutely.
Okay, and walkers and runners of all ages and abilities?
Yes, anybody is able to come out. If you have kids in strollers, they can come out. And we've had people, actually, I think we've had people over the age of 90 out there walking before.
Oh, that's awesome. So, again, that's Saturday, April 27th. How about when is registration and when it steps off and the cost and so forth?
Yeah, so we have registration open now. Registrations are coming in. I get an email almost every day for registration, and there's a link available on our website as well as on our social media that will take you to the registration page, and you will be able to register from there. There is an option this year on the registration that if you would like to support the walk, but you can't attend and you just want to have a T-shirt, you're more than welcome to register for that as well. So that's just a few things there to note.
Well, that's a pretty neat feature, the fact that somebody can't make it. They may be out of town or something on April 27th, the day of the event, but also the fact that they can get a T-shirt, but also at the same time, they're able to support the hospice and also the Walk With Me 5K. So it sounds like a nice option for folks.
Yeah, and in addition to that, Tom, we have the opportunity to purchase a yard sign. So if you have lost someone that's been part of our hospice program or someone in general that you would want to remember, you can purchase a yard sign, and we give those to you after the walk. And then in honor of someone, so maybe somebody that's currently on the hospice program that you would want to honor also has the ability to purchase those, and those are along the walk. So it's a really meaningful walk. I know my grandma was on the Margaret Mary Health Hospice program and they did a phenomenal job before she passed. And so always a meaningful walk for myself and my family, and we just enjoy being out at the Cancer Center along that beautiful walking trail and on Six Pine Ranch there. So just a great, like I said, a great opportunity to come out. We've had wonderful weather in the past, so fingers crossed that it is wonderful again, April 27th.
All right. So, again, that is the date for the Walk With Me Hospice 5K. Again, registration beginning at 8 a.m. and it steps off at 9, cost is $25. And, of course, you can register through the mmhealth.org website. And all right. So in that same vein, of course, we mentioned events and the fact that there's a multitude of partnership opportunities that folks can get involved with.
We do. Yeah. So the first 3 months of the year, I spend a lot of time working with our business partners and really want this to be a partnership between the business and Margaret Mary Health Foundation. The hospital here locally is a vital part of our community and our development within the community. And so I just want to partner with those local businesses and give them some advertising opportunities, but also show that they support the hospital. And their funding makes a true difference. We raise quite a bit of money through our business sponsorship opportunities. And so we have a event partnership guide, which can be found on our website and social media as well. But just some of the events coming up this year. The first 3 months, like I said, is really spent planning. And then we start in April with the hospice walk, as we talked about. In May, we have a Girls on the Run 5K celebration. And that's a great program that we've had for many years with the Girls on the Run. And then in June, we have a Cycle to Celebrate and Remember event. This is new this year. This is for our cancer center, and we're bringing in 913 Sports. And so they are a great organization that brings stationary bicycles in. And we'll have teams of eight, and they compete to see who can ride the most miles. And then we'll have a Celebrate and Remember reception for all of our cancer patients afterwards. So really developing this event this year. We're really excited about it, have a lot of opportunities within this event. And then that takes us into August, which is our golf tournament. And that's the 40th annual Margaret Mary Health Golf Tournament. It's been 12 years since the foundation took it over, but a great day out on the course. We normally have over 30 teams. It's usually the largest, one of the largest golf outings that Hillcrest hosts. And so we're excited about that again. That looks like it's going to be a great event. In September is our big month, and I'm usually running around crazy. We have the Stop the Stigma Suicide 5K, and that is a meaningful event that we started last year. This year it'll be September 14th out at the Cancer Center along the walking trail there again. And so that event is truly a meaningful event and an impactful event as it benefits our Addiction Services and Behavioral Health Fund. So we're excited to continue the partnerships there and work through that event. And then September 28th, 2 weeks later from the Stop the Stigma Suicide 5K, is the gala, which this year our theme is Off to the Races. So we're doing a horse racing theme this year, and very excited about that. Have a lot of traction and a lot of sponsorships. I think we've already sold about 15 or 16 tables through our sponsorship program and our partnerships. So we're excited about that. And then finally, in November, we have a final Girls on the Run Fall Celebration 5K. And so those are all of those events we are happy to take partnerships with. We're happy to look at and kind of, you know, bundle programs together and allow the businesses to be able to sponsor and partner with us on these incredible events to impact the health and wellness of our community.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue our conversation with Jonathan Maple, the executive director of the Margaret Mary Health Foundation, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Jonathan Maple. He is the executive director of the Margaret Mary Health Foundation. And, of course, Jonathan, it is tax time, and there's some ways that Margaret Mary Health Foundation and donating can go toward honor you folks' tax returns.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are obviously a 501c3 charity. So we have the opportunity, as many other charities locally, we have the opportunity to take donations, any cash donations or in-kind donations, and then you can write those off on your taxes. So if you do not qualify, or if you do not use the standard deduction for taxes and you itemize your taxes, we are more than happy to supply you with the proper documentation that you can write off then and lower that total amount of your income and thus lowering your tax burden.
All right. So again, you can find out more information, of course, online at mmhealth.org. And also, Jonathan, shifting gears and in the same vein, giving, something that we've talked about in the past, but something I always find fascinating because I'm such a history buff, the 1932 Society. And again, for folks who may not be familiar with that, Jonathan, can you explain the 1932 Society, please?
I can. So the 1932 Society really is a planned giving society. So it's preserving your personal legacy, but then impacting families in the future. So really including the foundation in your estate plan allows you to accomplish your personal, financial, and philanthropic goals. And so it's really to make sure that Margaret Mary Health continues to last for generations to come.
All right, so something to give in perpetuity, so to speak, if you will. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And your, you know, your lawyers and accountants can help with that with no problem.
All right. And then, and of course, as always, the Margaret Mary Health Foundation also involved in grants for as far as hospital equipment and things of that nature.
We are. So, you know, I just had a board meeting the other night, and the board approved some additional grants that we were able to provide. So I can't talk about those yet, but we'll be releasing a press release about that as we kind of develop those and award those to the department. So we're excited about that. You know, the purpose of Margaret Mary Health Foundation is to support the health and wellness of the community through Margaret Mary Health. So we want to have the best equipment and the best patient experience that we can have. And so our board is very committed to doing that, and they are willing to step up when there is a need.
All right. So, again, all this can be found on the hospital website. And anything else, Jonathan Maple, before we let you get back to your day?
Absolutely. So, really just looking at the upcoming events, encouraging you to get involved. All are welcome, obviously. And, you know, a $25 donation, while it doesn't seem like a lot, it can definitely add up. So being a part of the hospice walk or, you know, one of our 5Ks, as well as being part of our signature events, would be awesome. So feel free to contact me, reach out, call, whatever you need, and we can talk and go from there.
All right. Sounds very good. Well, Jonathan Maple, Executive Director of the Margaret Mary Health Foundation, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and hopefully we can chat again in the future.
Sounds great, Thomas.